Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our show this evening is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar, America's greatest motivational speaker of the last 40 years. His motto was, you can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. We are also joined by Sadie Bolus, who for 3 years was a trainer and motivational speaker for the Zig Ziglar Corporation, and today is the founder and president of the Bolus Academy and a great friend to Zig. I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. And today's show is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar, who passed away on November 28, 2012 at 86, and his lessons of life. And we're joined tonight by Sadie Bolus, who was with us back in March of 2006. Sadie, welcome back.
Thank you, Jack.
Sadie's the founder and president of the Bolus Academy and worked with the Ziglar Corporation for 3 years. Sadie, his childhood grew up in abject poverty during the Depression. He was the 10th of 12 children. His dad died when he was 5 in 1931 during the Depression. And he was raised by his mom, Lila. Tell us, if you will, a little bit about Zig's early years.
What I know about Zig's early years, Jack, is that he was a very hard worker. From a very young child, he had to get out there and start working and start selling. He was raised by a mom who had just wonderful ideas and thoughts. And he would call it little snippets that she would give him throughout the days. She would often say to him, Zig, that's a great job, but for my son, that's not quite good enough. And Zig reflected on that often, about how his mother really held him to a level of integrity, to a level of doing his very best, and a level of excellence.
At 9 years old, he got a part-time job at Piggly Wiggly. At 11, he had a paper route. I think when he was 13 at Piggly Wiggly, he was running the meat department. Phenomenal hard worker. And you mentioned his mom, Lila. Over the 8 years of this show, Sadie, one common thread of all the guests is that they've had a spectacular mom. Some never met the dad, some the dad was great, some the dad was average, but a phenomenal mom who believed in them. Why is that so important in life?
I think a mom really gives you the foundation. A mom is one that nurtures, that loves you, that believes in you, that gives you unconditional love, regardless of what happens in your life. And Zig was one of many children, 12 brothers and sisters. So his mother had quite a task, as all of us moms do. It's really our job. We're called to nurture our children, to believe in them, to set them on a good road. In the Bible, it says, raise up your children the way they should go. And I believe that's the job of moms, to do that. Raise up your child the way it should go. Believe in your child and get them on a good path.
It's obvious, Sadie Bolus. She is a spectacular professional speaker, author, trainer, and coach with the Bolus Academy. Sadie, in his younger years, Zig had very low self-image and an inferiority complex because he was tiny, etc. And then he meets a man, P.C. Merrill, that he says changed his life. Tell us about P.C. Merrill.
Well, P.C. Merrill was his hero. P.C. Merrill made a comment to Zig. Zig tells the story that he attended a sales meeting, never missed a sales meeting, that was his commitment. Attended the sales meeting, and afterwards P.C. Merrill asked to speak to him. Well, Zig was so excited, thinking this was just great. Well, Mr. Merrill got together with Zig. He said, Zig, I've never seen just such a waste of talent. And Zig was floored, thinking, what do you mean? And P.C. Merrill said, Zig, you could be one of the great ones if you just went to work on a regular schedule. And Zig thought about that. And from that day forward, Zig will tell the story that he showed up 9 o'clock every morning. He was knocking on someone's door. From that day forward, he was on a regular schedule to see you at the top.
At 18, he began selling aluminum pots door-to-door for the Wherever Company. Ultimately, after the PC Merrill episode, he became the second most successful salesman amongst the 7,000 Wherever salesmen. Another person that revolutionized his life was the famous redhead, his wife of 50-plus years, Jean. Tell us about the redhead.
Jean was wonderful. She always had a great smile, full of joy, full of love, and she believed in Zig from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes. She believed in what he was doing. She believed in what his calling was. And Zig tells the story, and as I know, regardless of the ups and downs that they had over a series of years when Zig was trying to really find his niche, she never complained. She supported him. She was behind him. She was excited about the future. So Zig was that person in his life that believed in him.
He and the redhead, the two daughters and the son Tom, moved several times. He would take a job. He was not very good at selecting which company to go to work for. And he went in there really excited, started to sell, and then something would go wrong. And he'd take another job and another job. He had IRS issues a couple times. I mean, he had a tough life. And then he starts to give motivational speakers. First for free. One of the first big ones was for Mary Kay Ash, with the Mary Kay. Talk about how he got into the motivational speaking industry.
Well, he was, as you know, a trainer for an organization, an automotive company. He was a sales trainer for an automotive performance company. And that's when he started speaking. He started speaking different times and really saw that he enjoyed it and the audiences really were receptive to what he was doing. So he continued to do that and it just fell into place. But one thing that I would like to mention is he was on that up and down road, as you said, up and on that road until finally in July of 1972 is when a difference occurred. Zig had been trying to make it as a speaker, make it as a trainer, and as you said, he had multiple jobs for a series of years until one day in July 1972, he made a commitment. And at that time, he made a decision to really live for Jesus Christ. He made a decision to accept Christ in his life and to make him the center of his life. And God really spoke to him and said, Zig, I have a plan for you. You haven't been really following it, but I have a plan for you, and I want you to follow this plan. And when Zig finally made a decision and dedicated his life to really living for Christ, that's when everything changed. And that's when he started taking biblical principles and started making practical application of them. And Zig will tell you the story. If you go online and listen to his testimony, he will tell you that after that day, he never had to look for a speaking engagement. He never had to seek one. He was called because now he was doing what he was called to do and really reaching people, but at a different level.
We're talking to Sadie Bolus, and the show tonight is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasul, and tonight's show is a tribute to the greatest motivational speaker of the last 40 years, Zig Ziglar. He literally touched hundreds of millions of people throughout the world in those 40 years. And Sadie, you say, and I quote, Zig Ziglar changed my life with one sentence and one thought. What was that?
Jack, I'm so glad you asked. I was in Dallas, Texas. It was actually a sunny day, and I was sitting in a room with a number of other sales executives. I was working for a telephone company selling hardware. I sat in the room, and Jack, I had been on this roller coaster up and down. I must have had five or six jobs over the period of just a couple of years trying to find the right job, the right money. And I sat in this room with tears literally streaming down my cheeks thinking, not another change. I just can't do this. I literally want to just check out. I sat in that room. I was sent to the sales training program. Didn't know what to expect. And as I sat in the room, the gentleman at the front of the room looked at me, locked eyes, and said, "If you don't like who you are and where you are in your life, don't worry, you're not stuck with you." And I looked at him with this puzzled look like, well, who else lives inside this body besides me? And he said it again. He said, "If you don't like who you are and where you are, you're not stuck with you. Here's what changed my life. You can change who you are and change where you are by changing what goes into your mind." And that was the day that the light bulb went on for me, and I started changing what went into my mind. Because, Jack, up until that time, Sadie, the salesperson, knew how to knock on doors and knew how to close sales. But Sadie, the person on the inside, was still that little girl that had gone through all those hardships and difficulties in life. And every once in a while, that would show up. So when Zig said I could change who I was by changing what went into my mind, no one ever told me that before. And I started changing what went into my mind. I started listening to Zig Ziglar tapes. I started reading Zig Ziglar books. And I decided at that moment I wanted to do what Zig did. So I went on that path to start doing what Zig did. So the next thing I did was call the Zig Ziglar company. If I can jump ahead and talk about that. So I called the Ziglar company thinking I could just ask to speak to Zig. I called up the company and I asked to speak to Zig, and the lady was very gracious on the phone and took my name and number. And for 1 year, Jack, I called that company and asked to speak to Zig, until one day the president of the company had his executive secretary call me, and he got me on the phone and he said, "Miss Bolus, you've been calling here every day for a year. Just what is it that you want?" And I said, "Well, I would like to meet Zig and I would like to be a speaker." He thought that was quite funny. Chuckled at my tenacity, I believe. So at that point, he invited me in for a meeting. I went in and met with the president at the time, Ronnie Zinga. And again, he smiled, thinking that was quite interesting that I called every day for about a year, and said, "Well, Miss Bolus, you know, you can't just start as a speaker." And I said, "I understand that." He said, "You have to start at the bottom and work your way on up." I said, "Fine, I'm ready." He said, "But I'm here to tell you, we just don't have a job for you today." And he said, "But I know you'll be calling us, so we will let you know when we have a spot."
Sadie, what made Zig the best motivational speaker of our lifetime? He was getting $50,000 a speech. Why the best?
Jack, he spoke from the heart. He cared about people. He was sincere. One of the greatest gifts I saw in Zig is that he lived what he taught. He is one of the few speakers I have ever seen who would stand up on a stage, share an idea, share a thought, share an action, and then I literally saw him live that out in his life. As an employer, the way he treated me, as a husband, as a father, Zig was a product of the product. He loved people, he cared about people, and he sincerely wanted to see you at the top.
Speaking of which, the first book. He was the author of 23 books, but his first book was See You at the Top. And 41 times in the book, he said, "You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." Sadie, that's nonsense.
Jack, it's absolutely true. I proved it over and over again. For years before I started the Bolus Academy, I was in corporate sales. And when I would sit across from my client, I would ask probably 30 questions all about them. Where are they headed? What do they want to achieve? If everything was operating at its optimal level, what would that look like? And my entire process of questions was asking what their needs were and what their agenda was and how I could help them. And by simply helping my clients get what they needed, by simply putting their agenda first, is what would allow me to get what I needed. So that principle absolutely works. Zig's idea was about putting your agenda aside, listening to the person, identifying what they need, and identifying how can you be a solution to them. So it's helping everyone get what they need. So that principle is the absolute truth.
He starts with that quote on the first page. On the second page, he says, "I believe man was designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness.
That's absolutely correct. God has a plan for each person, Jack, and Zig knew that. And that's what Zig was teaching us, that there's a plan for you. There's greatness in you. God put it there. You have gifts. You have talents. You have great ideas. But we can't just let it sit inside. One of the comments he would always say, or one of his statements he always made, is, you are the only person that can use your gift and talent. And that's an awesome responsibility. And that's what he was talking about, that each person was engineered for success and greatness. You have to dig down, embrace it, tap into it, and bring it out.
He was famous for many, many quotes. Let's go through a couple.
Okay.
Right? Failure is a detour, not a dead-end street.
Failure is an event, he used to say. It's not a dead-end street. Failure is just one way that you learned that it didn't work. So you just keep trying and keep trying, and eventually you'll find the best way that it works. So it's just a series of ways of finding out how to get to the best way to do something.
Next quote. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily.
You need to make motivation a habit. But one of the things that Zig always said is you have to put action. It's not motivation alone. It's motivation that gets you started, motivation that gets you out of bed. But it's the action plan. Zig would always say, plan your work, work your plan. That's all about action. I never once heard Zig talk about motivation without a plan of action next to it.
Here's an excerpt from Zig regarding the importance of your time off the job.
John Wooden was considered the greatest coach and is considered the greatest coach of any kind by most people who really are familiar with athletics. His basketball team at UCLA won 11 national championships, 7 of them in a row. Now, that's absolutely unheard of in the world of athletics. John Wooden said he was always interested in how the kids practiced because he said that was important. But he said he was infinitely more interested in what happened in their lives between today's practice and tomorrow's practice. That's a major point I wish to make for this very simple reason. For years I've been saying it's what you do off the job that's going to determine how far you go on the job. The way you behave during those other 16 hours, are you taking care of yourself physically and mentally and spiritually? Are you making certain that your family is in the game plan with you? Are you learning some things while you're off the job? Because while you're off the job, that's when you learn the things that will make you more effective on the job.
This is Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Krasula, and tonight is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar, who died November 28th, 2012, at 86 years old. What did Zig Ziglar do for me, Sadie Bolus? God has blessed me with a few special people that taught me about positive thinking. The first one was my mom. My mom and Zig's mom could have been sisters. Everything was positive. Sadie, every loaf of bread we ever had two beginnings. Didn't have any ends. Had beginnings. Everything was in a positive way, and for most kids this was good, but for you, Jackie, it's got to be better. You can do better. Ernie Banks was another hero. Let's play two, etc. Never got to a World Series, but a phenomenally positive person. And Zig Ziglar, I would go to the motivational rallies with Norman Vincent Peale, Paul Harvey, etc. I just love them, and Og Mandino too, reading the books. A great story. A story about anything is possible. January 31st, 1994. I'm running Decision Consultants. We have an office in Dallas, Texas. It's a Monday morning. and I drive to the Zig Ziglar Corporation on Midway, just north of Beltline, North Dallas. And Zig Ziglar meets me at the front door and takes me down this wall of gratitude. He had 26 or so pictures of people that really made a huge impression on his life. And twice a year, he would have somebody come in to speak to his organization about what the Ziglar teachings did for the person personally and professionally. And one of our salespeople in Dallas knew the person that was in charge, and it was decided I would be such a speaker. So here's this kid from the south side of Chicago, gets up in front of the 100 people, Zig Ziglar in the first row sitting there, and I speak to Zig Ziglar. And I brought a piano in. And I've been known to play the piano a little bit. And at the end, I played the Jerry Lewis song, When You Walk Through a Storm, and I sang it. That's how I ended the 45 minutes. And got a standing ovation. One of the thrills of my life. And Zig hugged me and he said, Jack, that was spectacular, but don't quit your day job for a singing career. So that was the Zig Ziglar. And I got to have a few lunches with him at Luby's, etc., and his wife Jean, too. A spectacular man. Let's go to some more quotes. It's your aptitude, not just your attitude, that determines your ultimate altitude.
Your attitude, how you think, how you feel. When you look at the dictionary, the attitude is defined as your state of mind, your disposition, how you think. Your state of mind and how you think every day determines how far you'll go. And an attitude, Jack, is a choice. Every moment of every day, you choose your attitude. That's why Zig puts so much emphasis around positive thinking, because positive thinking is an attitude, and you choose that. You choose how you're going to think about every situation.
Next, Zig quote, what you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals.
At the end of the day, who do you become in the pursuit of your goals? That's what Zig was really talking about there, that it's what are you headed towards? When you look at Zig's goal of speaking, you know, he had a goal of speaking. He had a goal of touching lives. But at the end of the day, what really happened? He moved people. He moved people into action. He changed how they thought. He changed how they felt. He changed how they did business. So that's an example of achieving a goal. Bottom line is making a difference in people's lives.
Tonight we're talking in tribute about the late, great Zig Ziglar and going through some of his quotes with Sadie Bolus, the founder and president of the Bolus Academy. The next, Sadie, quote, a goal properly set is halfway reached. Only 3% of the people write down their goals. Why are goals so important?
Jack, goals are absolutely critical. A couple of things happen with goals. First of all, when you write it down, you're committing it to your memory. When you're writing it down, you're creating a vision. When you write it down, you're thinking about an action plan, and most often when you write down a goal, you write down an action plan. At the Bolus Academy, we have what's called the Wheel of Life. And in the Wheel of Life, we write a goal that you want to achieve for that year in each area of life, spiritual, family, social, educational, financial, health. We write down a goal of what it is you'd like to achieve just for that year. And then we go about and put down specific action steps and timelines. And so just in doing that alone begins you and moves you in the direction of achieving that goal.
Next Zig quote, you cannot climb the ladder of success dressed in the costume of failure.
You've got to climb that ladder and you've got to see success. You've got to have a visual for success. If you keep seeing failure and seeing failure, that's exactly what you're going to get. We become what we think about all day long. So in order to really reach that ladder of success, you've got to see it. You've got to believe it. There is a great story about Walt Disney where he talks about the vision. And there were executives that were taking a number of guests on a tour. This is shortly after Disneyland opened. And they saw a picture of Walt on the wall. And one of the guests stopped with tears in her eyes and said, isn't it a shame that Walt never lived to see this? And the executive stopped and said, oh, no, Walt saw it. That's why it's here. And that's an example of that, that you've got to see the success. You've got to have a vision for it.
Next quote from Zig. You cannot tailor make your situation in life, but you can tailor make your attitudes to fit those situations.
I love that. You absolutely can tailor make your attitudes to fit the situation, and that is all about choosing it. It's about learning how are you going to handle certain things, what I say and what I talk about, changing the channel, which has to do with attitude. Something negative happens, you stop, you change the channel, you make the shift. So what I really think about that and what I believe Zig meant is that you've got to put on your armor. Even the Bible talks about putting on the armor for every day. So you've got to have quotes, scriptures, thoughts that when something negative comes up, you're going to replace it with something positive so that you are creating, you're tailor-making an attitude. You're tailor-making an attitude by being prepared, having quotes, having ideas, having thoughts that will move you forward every time something negative kind of slips in there.
The next two quotes kind of go together. First, winning is not everything, but the effort to win is. And second, you don't pay the price for success. You enjoy the price for success.
Absolutely. You enjoy the benefits of success. So think about it. Zig often talks about the story when he started jogging. He started jogging, and it was hard and difficult. Then one day, he's on a college campus, jogging along a path, and he realized how beautiful it was. He realized how much he was actually enjoying the run. So as a result of putting in all that energy and what people might say paying the price, he was really reaping the benefits and enjoying the benefits. Jack, you're a wonderful example of that, of all the hard work you put into what you do. And now look at the benefits that come from that.
Last quote from Zig. You have to be before you can do, and do before you can have.
You have to be. You have to have an attitude. Zig always said you had to be a product of your product. So you have to have a great attitude. Once you have the great attitude, you've got to put action in motion. Once you put your action in motion, then the benefits come. But you can't just think about it. You can't just see it. You have to see it, believe it, do something about it, and then you reap the rewards. One of my favorite quotes that Zig had is, if you discipline yourself to do what you need to do, when you need to do it, a day will come when you can do what you want to do, when you want to do it. That's all about discipline, and that's all about that quote that you just said, that you have to be before you can do and do before you have.
Tonight's show was a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar. Another one of his famous sayings was, you can't make it as a wandering generality. You must become a meaningful specific. Couple more. You need a checkup from the neck up. You've got hardening of the attitudes. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and tonight's show is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziglar, who was a phenomenal storyteller. Sadie, he would practice 50 to 100 times in front of the mirror before we would put in a new story. And here is an example of one of those stories from a speech.
I want to get you as excited as little Johnny was. Now, little Johnny was a pistol. He was a second grader. One Friday afternoon, the teacher said to the class, now, class, if anything exciting happens over the weekend, tell us about it on Monday morning. Well, on Monday morning, little Johnny was seated in his little desk, you know, and the desk was anchored, but little Johnny wasn't. He was all over the place. Teacher said, Johnny, it looks like you had a good weekend. Yes, ma'am, it was exciting. What'd you do, Johnny? Me and my daddy went fishing, and we caught 75 catfish. They all weighed 75 pounds. Now, Johnny, son, you know that simply is not true. Oh, yes, ma'am, it is, said my daddy's a great fisherman, and I'm even better than he is. We caught 75 catfish. They all weighed 75 pounds. Now, Johnny, If I were to tell you that on the way to school this morning, about two blocks from here, out of nowhere, a big old 10-foot tall grizzly bear weighed about 1,000 pounds, rose up right in front of me, was about to grab me and eat me up, when a little old 8-pound yellow dog came down. He jumped up, he grabbed a grizzly bear by the nose, threw him down, bounced him back and forth, broke his neck, killed him dead. Johnny, if I told you that, would you believe it? He said, oh, yes, ma'am. He said, as a matter of fact, that's my dog.
Sadie, anybody who ever met him was amazed at how positive he always was. Through the good and the bad. How was that and why was that?
He just had a great attitude and he had strong faith, Jack. He knew that his faith would get him through. He believed in what God had called him to do. He believed in what he was doing. He believed in people. And he wanted to make a difference. So when he talks about life lessons and having a great attitude and keeping the goal in mind, his goal was to make a difference. His goal was to bring people to their greatest and their best. His goal was to help you keep the main thing the main thing. Zig always said that. Sadie, keep the main thing the main thing. And so when you stop and you think about what's the main thing, it really brings you to a different perspective. So he had, all he could be was positive. That was it. He made it a habit. He was motivated all the time. He was kind all the time. And if Zig was down, he just didn't let you know it.
If truth be known, he touched hundreds of millions of lives, and he touched thousands of our listeners' lives tonight. There's a lot of listeners out there saying, yes. And they would love to tell their story. What can they do?
I'm glad you asked. I recently spoke with Tom Ziegler, and Tom said it gives the family the greatest joy when people will go to Facebook. If you go to zigziegler.com and click on the Facebook link and put your story in there, talk about how Zig changed your life, talk about how he impacted your life, whether it's a story, whether it's a sentence. They want to hear from you. They want to know, how did Zig make a difference? So I encourage everyone to go to zigziegler.com. Go to Facebook, put in your comment, download. There's a free newsletter that you can get from the Ziegler Corporation. There's Zig Ziegler Radio. There are so many different things on that website that you can tap into that will keep you positive, that will keep you focused, that will help you with your goals. So the Ziegler family wants you to get involved and be impactful and make a difference.
Sadie, every time Zig Ziegler spoke around the world, he used one prop. And he would have this old water pump on a table, and it would just sit there. And finally, near the end of the speech, he used that water pump. Why?
That was a great example of what we call priming the pump, where you fill it up, you fill it up, you pump, you pump, you pump, which is synonymous with action, putting action in place, doing things, working towards your goal. You never know when the day's actually going to come, when everything comes together. When I was in sales early years in the corporate world, I would prime the pump by what I called filling the pipeline. Fill the pipeline, fill the pipeline, fill the pipeline. You just don't know all of a sudden when it's going to flood. So by priming that pump, and you pump it, and you pump it, and you pump it, you never know how close you are. And then one day, it just explodes, and the water comes gushing out. So that's all about having tenacity, sticking to it, not giving up. Don't quit. Stay focused.
Tonight's show is a tribute to the late, great Zig Ziegler, who authored 23 books, including See You at the Top, Raising Positive Kids in a Negative World, Courtship After Marriage, Secrets of Closing the Sale. There were three words that were huge to him in his life: integrity, honesty, and character. Talk about those three words.
Jack, I think he had more integrity than anyone I've ever known. And honesty and character. Zig was an amazing person. What was so exciting was being around him. When you were around him in the office, he was just an amazing person. He felt like you were, he made you feel like you were the only person there. Every time he spoke to you, you could hear his sincerity. You could see it in his eyes. He really cared about you. I'll never forget, years after I left the Ziegler Company and came back to Michigan, there was an illness in the family. My father was ill, and I came back to help care for my dad. And Zig was coming to town. I believe he was at the Joe Louis Arena speaking. And I stood in line waiting to see him and waiting to have him sign one of his newest books. And I remember being so nervous in line thinking, is he going to talk to me? Is he going to remember me? It's been so many years. And as I came up along the line, he literally came around the table, hugged me and said, Miss Sadie, how are you? You should have never left the company. And that was one of the greatest gifts he could give me. Among all of the thousands of people that were there, he made me feel so important. And that was so typical of Zig. He made you feel like you were so important. He cared about people. He wouldn't do anything that didn't have integrity. He'd never think of doing anything that wasn't honest and above board. And that's what he taught. He talked about those foundation stones of character and honesty and integrity. And that's what will really take you to the top.
Another one of his quotes were, don't tell me how much you know until I know how much you care. If there's a listener tonight, Zadie, that says, wow, I wish I'd met this guy because I'm in a rut. Christmas is coming, New Year's. Zadie, how do I get out of the rut?
That's a great question. The first thing you need to do is pick up Zig's book, See You at the Top. That's one of the best books I've ever read. He has many, but that book is absolutely fabulous. Pick up See You at the Top. Go to the Zig Ziglar website. Download some of the podcasts. Listen to a number of the interviews. There are quite a few things out there that are open to the public that are free. Take advantage of those things. As we talked about earlier in the show, Zig said that you've got to have a positive attitude. You've got to keep putting positive things in there. So if you're down and out, pick up that book. Start listening to tapes. Go to the Zig Ziglar website. Download the free newsletter. Listen to all the things that you can get your hands on that will begin to change your life and start planting seeds of greatness. Zig said you were engineered for success, designed for achievement, created for greatness. You need to believe that and act on that.
Sadie Bolus, thanks a million for helping us with this tribute. Thanks for all you do. Keep up the great work. And to close, once again, his motto, Zig's motto, you can get everything in life that you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week because with God, anything is possible. Spohom. And thank you, Zig.